It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
I'm Steve Ducey.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Tyrus. And this is the Fox News Rundown.
Tuesday, December 19th, 2023. I'm Grinnell Scott. Tis the season for giving, but it seems in our current economy we may be willing, but the numbers are making us think twice.
Main Street is still very much feeling it. Prices are still high. People are still struggling to put food on the table, to afford the food that goes onto the table, and to pay for the gifts that are going to cost more because of inflated costs.
This is the Fox News Rundown, Evening Edition.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. Whether stocks are hitting new all-time highs or in free-fall mode, opportunities abound. So why are so many potential investors still sitting on the sidelines? In a new season of my podcast, I'm going to get you in the game. After 38 years on Wall Street, I'm ready to impart some lessons and get you invested in the greatest wealth-generating machine in history. Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
The spirit of giving overtakes us during the Christmas season. Many Americans are ready and willing. The question is, are we able? The way the economy is set up, there are decisions that must be made from family to family about where the money we bring in will go. And that can mean the charities and organizations we like to help this time of year may sometimes have to take a back seat when it comes to our own needs. It's not something we want to do, but finances will force us to make some necessary decisions. And those who seek out the donations have noticed.
We have some really interesting numbers from the Giving Tuesday organization, which really helps to drive a lot of donations this time of year, which is obviously very focused on shopping, but tries to also be focused on giving back to the community.
Madison Allworth is a national correspondent for Fox Business.
Donations are slightly up compared to last year. It's an increase of 0.6%. But the big concern, the warning sign from Giving Tuesday, is that 10% fewer people are donating. So we're seeing less people donate. And that is alarming because if you are in a stable place financially for your family, you're able to give back. When that starts to shift, when you have to worry about yourself and your own family, so not only is it bad for these organizations that rely on a variety of donors, it also is a sign of the American family needing to pull back at a time where we do a lot of gift giving and donations and things of that nature.
And we see the polling here that Fox News has done. And in a recent poll that's come out within the last little bit here, we see, as has been the case, the economy is the biggest concern for Americans right now. And that has to play somewhat into what Americans are not only willing to give, but able to give, if I'm saying that correctly.
Yes, I think that is the important distinction. I think there's a lot of people that want to give, but it's the willing versus the able. And we're starting to see a shrink in the able to give because of continuing inflation and issues within the market, whether it's getting a job, obtaining a job, or having wages keep up with inflation. And I think the thing that's interesting that we're seeing happen in the markets right now, we're seeing a very bullish market. A lot of investors, the stock market is reacting very positively because what we're expecting is that the Federal Reserve will stop hiking interest rates. So Wall Street is doing very well, which kind of makes sense, right? Donations are up. So there are people donating. There are fewer people donating, but they're donating more. So there's some people doing well. But then when you look at Main Street, the reality is there, even though Wall Street is all excited, this could be good news, Main Street is still very much feeling it. Prices are still high. People are still struggling to put food on the table, to afford the food that goes onto the table, and to pay for the gifts that are going to cost more because of inflated costs. So I think there are a lot of people that want to give. That's why, you know, we see Giving Tuesday be such a successful effort each year, but it's the able that is starting to shrink. And that is definitely a concern, not just for these organizations that rely on donations, but really, again, for the families behind those donations.
I'm going to get into how to give in just a minute, because that is evolving as well. But you and I are both in New York City, and we've walked by places like Macy's, and you see the Salvation Army folks out there with the hats and the uniforms, with the bells, dancing and doing everything they can to get people to donate. But again, when you think of what is happening with the economy and what kind of shape families are in, I guess it has to be a little bit frustrating for them, because they're doing everything they can to do what they can for a lot of people in need, but it just doesn't seem like that money is going into that little red kettle that they are dancing in front of.
Yeah, so I'm so glad that you brought up the Salvation Army. Obviously, being in New York City, we are very familiar with the Red Bucket, but this is an organization that is, they are located across the United States. So while there's a lot of Red Bucket cheer here in New York, it is an organization that's present in many communities across the United States. They are trying to raise $2 million roughly this holiday season. They're just short of that. They believe they will get there, but they are seeing both a pullback from the number of donors, but then also an increase in the need, in the number of people that need assistance from them. And their real sweet spot that they try to touch on is not the family that is already homeless. Of course, though, they will help that family as well. It's getting to the families that are home insecure or food insecure. So being that stopgap help before it becomes a major problem. And one thing that I think is really great, because I know when we're going to get to maybe a little bit of donation, but one thing that I think is important to hit is that the Salvation Army is known for those red kettles, but talk about the economy. Many of us don't use cash anymore. We are very much in a plastic society, swiping credit cards, or maybe Venmoing friends, things of that nature. So the days of carrying around loose change or extra bills in your pocket are kind of fading into the distance. And so Salvation Army has updated their practice in order to keep up with the ways that people donate. So if you see a red bucket and you're thinking, oh, I wish I could give, but I don't have change or I don't have any cash on me, they actually now also have signs that shows the ways that you can Zelle, Venmo, Apple Pay, all of the things that we are used to in our digital commerce world, Salvation Army has now adapted, because they frankly need to be reaching people in any way possible. They want to make sure that if someone wants to give, that they're able to do it.
We're chatting with Fox Business correspondent Madison Allworth. More of our conversation in a moment. Do you find, or have you been able to find, that people are more apt to pull out their phone and click away and say, okay, here's my donation? And is that the trend for people now? Because, you know, after COVID, a lot of people didn't want to handle cash. A lot of people didn't want to do that kind of thing. And having your phone on you with a wallet on your phone with your card attached to it makes it a little easier, makes it a little more convenient for the consumer out there.
Yeah, so I was able to talk to a general with the Red Cross today, and I asked, do we know what percentage of donations are done via the phone or versus dropping change in cash in the bucket? He did not have an exact answer for me of what the percentage breakdown is, but he did say, we've been doing this now for 3 years, and we are seeing our donors trend towards those digital mechanisms. I will say, just from a very small sample size, I was out there about an hour with one of the Red Kettle folks dancing while doing this interview. And everyone that I saw go up to the Red Kettle dropped in cash. I didn't see any digital payments, but I was assured that both happened. So I still think, though, because of tradition, it is common for people to drop that actual cash in. It's just now you also have that other option.
Do you get a sense of optimism in your reporting that people who are seeking these donations are hopeful that the economy will improve somewhat, that they may see more donations, they may see people coming to the kettle again with a dollar or two to drop in there? Is there that optimism out there, or do they have that you can see?
So I would say the Salvation Army, because it is a faith-based organization, tends to be incredibly optimistic and filled with joy and hope and all of the things that we associate with the Christmas season and the religiosity of this season. So they are very optimistic. And like I said, their goal for this year is 2 million in donations. They're not there yet, but they were very hopeful that they would get there before Christmas. I will say, on the other end, today was more focused on the actual nonprofits that look for donations this time of year. When I talk to everyday Americans, voters, people at the grocery store, there's less of a sense of optimism. People feel a little discouraged by the pervasiveness of inflation, the pervasiveness of these high prices. So I think organizations that serve have hope, but those that are struggling economically feel a little frustrated to still be in this position.
Well, it is a time of optimism. We hope donations go up for the sake of all those in need out there. But the condition of the economy is something we'll have to wait and see if it evolves so that we can do more giving during the holiday season. Madison Allworth is a Fox Business Network national correspondent. Madison, thank you so much for joining us on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
Thank you so much for having me, and happy holidays.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com. The Will Cain Show is now dropping 5 episodes a week. Join Fox and Friends weekend host Will Cain as he tackles the latest headlines from his unique perspective, along with thought-provoking interviews with leading figures and live calls from viewers and listeners. Listen wherever you download your favorite podcasts.